Okay, trendsetters and motorsport fans, we are back with episode 26 of Chat with a Hat. And I'm your host, Dave, and this is my best mate, little millennial, Rowan.
How's it going, guys? Good to be back again. Episode 26, corresponding with race 26 of the Supercars Championship, and good weekend. But yeah, there was a few things that happened beforehand as well. So we'll have a little bit of a chin wag about the non-motorsports, and then we'll get into the good stuff.
Yeah, so basically we're talking about cricket because you and I both love cricket. World Cup is kicking off. Well, we're on the way through. We're about two-thirds of the way through the games, and Australia completely destroyed Pakistan last week.
Smashed them. Absolutely obliterated them. And I think there was a couple of tons in that game, wasn't it? Davey Warner got another one as well, which I'll eat some humble pie with that, actually, because I've written him off completely as a batsman, but he's done all right this World Cup. So I'll eat the humble pie there and say he's done a good job. Still don't like him, but enough about him. Let's talk about the big
show. Let's talk about
Glenn
the big
Maxwell.
Show. The big show, banging out 106 on 100 in 40 balls. Like, that was just – some of those shots were ridiculous. Like, legit reverse sweeping for six off the toes.
Twice. So, yeah, he's just – he's done it twice in two balls, I think, or twice in three balls. And I went, this is just stupid. So, fastest World Cup ton in World Cup history. So, yeah, absolutely smashed it, which the fastest one was actually done just a couple of games earlier. Was done 49 balls. No, it wasn't Maxwell. No, it was one of the Indian guys done it Shami or Sharma, done it in 49 balls. And then Maxwell went, hold my beer. And obliterated that record by 9 balls.
Well, what I thought then, that must mean Maxwell had like three of the top four fastest hundreds, because it was all him with one outlier.
Yeah, he did have one or two of them previously, but not in this World Cup. That was in the one a couple of years ago, I think. So
yeah, no, that's my whole point. Yeah. Like, this is the standings of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So no, he absolutely obliterated, and then we held on against New Zealand after scoring 388, which should have been comfortable, but wasn't. And
it was edge of seat stuff. Those last five overs, four overs, were just
good to see.
Honestly, Stark.
Look, I love Starkey, but he's either hot or he's not, and the problem is when he's not, it's a problem. So
when you're just trying to intimidate, but you just bowl dumb balls, yeah. Like literally on the toes, every single ball on the stumps, on the stumps. You can't hit sixes if it's on your toes.
Yeah.
None of this short shit and this, I'm going to catch you with an edge and it's going to fly off down to third man. No, it's not. It's a small frigging ground. It's going to go for six.
Enough about it. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's enough of that. So, we're no sitting pretty. Cricket. Let's talk about cars, hey?
One more thing about the cricket. Go England.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. If you reverse the table, they're actually first at the moment. So good on them.
If we're playing a reverse, like the second World Cup is going to be a reverse table. Yeah, like the second race in the Utes when they flip the top 6 to 10. Yeah.
Reverse top 10, England are winning the World Cup at the moment. So kudos to them.
Yeah, sucks to be the Poms.
That's it.
Let's get into it, man. It was Gold Coast party round, and it was a party. And I rolled in there on Wednesday, ready for Thursday. Cars hit circuit on Friday, and the partying started on Thursday. It was just mint.
Well, it's a festival of motorsport. Is what you'd call it as well. It's just a festival in general, isn't it, up there for the Boost Mobile 500. So if there's one thing that Atherton likes to do, it's put on a party for the fans, and he's done it every year since they've held that round, but this year just looks spectacular.
It was very much like last year. They get it. And so for all the off-field stuff, like the off-track stuff, basically, we had, the concerts. So that's very much like Adelaide, like the old Clipsal.
Yeah.
Sydney tried it a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, it was belt and rain when they had, I think, Veronica's were playing.
Yeah.
Darwin have had it. they've had concerts up there, but the Goldie, they just had all like party sort of doof dance guys. Not my sound.
They've got everything else though as well. They've got the skateboards, they've got their motocross, they've got the jet board, the hoverboard guys. They've got like so much stuff going on around the track up at the Gold Coast. Like it's just no matter where you go, there's something happening off the track.
Mate, that half pipe was off the chain. Those kids. There's a 9-year-old kid there who is just launching. Yeah. he's like a baby Tony Hawk from 40 years ago. He was just off the chain. The hoverboard jet guy is way cool. He's always he's a staple now. Like if we don't see him, we just wonder where he's gone. Chopper rides. Hello, welcome to me. Chopper rides. I love a chopper ride. Could not get enough of that.
Always fun.
Yeah, well, it's a chopper ride through the Gold Coast. Like it's just a standard chopper ride, and the circuit looked amazing from the air. We were doing that actually while Top 10 Shootout was actually on the Sunday. Oh, nice. We were actually in the air. But as far as off track party goes, you're on the Goldie, right? So track finishes about 4:35. Head into town, head into clubs, hanging out with some mates, catching up with some mates at bars, having dinner. And then after that, the slingshot.
Yeah, it was
fun. I have slingshotted so many times. And this, again, I ended up parting up with some random Kiwi who was just over, and he was nervous. He was a bit unsettled. And we just partied.
Oh, I love that. I watch the video. You comb over kind of messed up a little bit in the
eye. It's not a comb over. You can all go to jump. That is not a comb over. That is legit. This is just my hair. I actually have hair at the back of my head. This is just this is just my hair.
I love it.
My hair was flipping around. It happens when you're upside down at 100 k's an hour, upside down on a bungee chair.
Loved it.
So let's get into the serious stuff that we're going on there. So that's a party. The Gold Coast is a party. It's and all the trappings of the Gold Coast. It's fun. And congratulations to Boost and Peter, Jason, and Olivia for putting on a spectacular fan engagement. Nobody else does it like them. No. It's cost them less than $1 million to put that on, but close to. And that's with paying for everything door to door with all of the internationals that they brought over, with all of their airfares and accommodations and everything else, plus all the attractions that were happening on track. So,
look, 100%, all other event promoters need to take a look at that and take a leaf out of their book because they just do it right.
Yeah, not all circuits will work for that kind of model, that's for sure. Like, it wouldn't work to do everything that
you can't do everything, but you can take snippets. So
the international stuff out of it and bring that into the domestic stuff, you'd probably get away with half that price. On top, and that's including the sponsorship as well. Like that's including naming rights and all of that. Like that's the whole, like that's not the just on top of, that's the whole door to door deal.
But it's just a good show. It's a good show, good experience. That's what we want to see. So
yes.
But enough about that. We've blown them up enough.
We all expected the calendar to be dropped by now. So we're recording this on Wednesday, and we're all expecting the calendar to be done after Newcastle finished pissing around and got dumped and then tried to play the victim. But what we do know, these are the rounds that we do know. The calendar hasn't been officially released, but these are the ones that have been drip-fed to us. So this is what we do know. Round one. The Bathurst 500 is back-to-back on the 12-hour in February.
Yep.
The Melbourne GP in March, that's locked in.
Yep.
As hopefully it's better than last year because it was a waste of time. Taupo in New Zealand in April, just before Anzac Day, is locked in. That was the first one announced a few weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Darwin in June, mid-June, 14 to 16, Darwin's been announced, locked in, coincides with their school holidays. Townsville, following that in July, is locked in. And the Gold Coast was also announced on the weekend. So Townsville and Gold Coast were announced on the weekend. Bathurst 1000 is already locked in anyway for second weekend.
The gap, we've got the gap there between July and October, so there's a few things that are going to have to slot in there somewhere. So,
which is the Bend, which is not locked in at the moment. We've also got May, where Tasmania would be. That hasn't been locked in. Adelaide will finish the series in November after the Gold Coast. And then we hear this bloody-minded attitude from some promoter who's owning supercars that were might be off to Qatar in 2024. After the season finishes, it'll be an exhibition round in Qatar, which means we don't pay for anything because if the Qataris want us there, they're paying for everything.
And nobody's going to give a shit about it.
No one will give a shit about it. Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
And when they take the cars over to the sand bowl and they scrub up all their tires and they can have as many tires as they want. You can run 1,000 sets of greens if you like. Like, do what you want.
But the car, the teams and the drivers, they're not going to go for it because they're not going to want to beat up their car for the off season and then spend 3 weeks having to repair a car when they could be on holidays. So
did you just say the drivers? The drivers,
it's just stupid.
Don't help fixing the cars, mate.
No,
they'll go for a free holiday to
Qatar. They're going
to
get the holiday. it's not going to be action packed racing because they're not going to want to ruin the cars before the holiday season starts. It's just stupid. It's just dumb. Don't do it.
Well, maybe we might just jump across a couple of talking points here because they're not going to ruin the car. Because
aren't they?
Well, no, the cars are getting shipped off to the States to go get parity sorted out. So there's not the cars are going to race. These are wild card cars. They're shooting off over to America to get the wind tunnel testing done. So next year, these aren't the cars. Like, they can do what the hell they want to these cars this year because next year they've got a whole new package which is going to be verified and perfect. Just ask them, they'll tell you.
Well, yeah, it's going to be fantastic, but I don't think it's going to be a good thing. If they go there, it's going to be just dick waving effectively, and it's dick waving that nobody's going to be paying attention to.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens with that. Let's, enough of that. We don't care. We're doing a 30-minute potty. This is an express episode, which means that we might get into 40 minutes if we're lucky. Over 200,000 people roll into the Goldie on the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was chockers. It was full. Everybody was having a good time. I can verify for that. There was a trial with a full course yellow on Friday after the two practice sessions, and it worked perfectly fine. Everybody slowed down to 80 Ks an hour rev limiter. Everyone's just zooming around at 80. There was probably a circumstance on Sunday when, if that was implemented here, we might not have had Scotty Pye clean up or get tagged by Golding when he flick spinned. If they were all on a full course yellow, but that's for next year. But we'll get to that a little bit later. But that's a little bit
interested to see how it goes next year. It's going to be something.
It'll work just fine until the safety car comes out and takes control of the train when you can speed up, and then safety car controls the actual course.
Yeah.
Then up until then, this would have saved. Okay, we'll do it now. This would have saved Scotty Pye getting absolutely put in the wall at a couple of laps to go and losing his race and then losing his mind and then calling what he called Jimmy the dumbest driver he's ever seen
something like that. So
and in the heat of the moment, and that's fine, but nobody crucifies Scott Pye for making comments like that because it's not Barry Ryan looking at his driver being taken out and everyone losing their mind, or Tim Edwards like from 3 or 4 years ago when Tim was saying the same thing. So
racing incident, like Scotty Pye was probably going a bit too fast for the yellow flags. He didn't slow down. Jimmy Golding probably could have waited a little bit longer, but at the same time, you're a racing driver. You don't want to sit there. So, you know.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Unfortunately, nah, move on.
Not at all. Jimmy's clipped the inside tire bundle. He's now perpendicular to the track. He's in the middle of the wrong height. He's in the track. Couple of drivers shortcut the chicane. Scotty Pye tried the same thing. Jim was trying to get out of the way, had to, as quick as he as he could, instead of getting drilled in the driver's door, in the passenger door. Unfortunately, Pye was coming through hot. Didn't slow down. There's yellows. Yellows, but there's no requirement for anyone to slow down. They just have to be aware that they might have to change course or speed.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing 80K full course next year.
Yeah.
We'll move straight into that then. So the tyre bundles versus sensors, mate. Where do you sit?
So look, in terms of a safety point of view, I think it's a good idea to get rid of those tyres, considering the incidents that have happened in the past. In terms of the curb strikes, it's confusing a little bit because nobody really knows exactly what's going on, where it is. You know, the fans, from what I've seen online, don't understand it too much. But at the same time, I think it worked for the weekend. There was a fair few penalties handed out, but I'd say it was successful to have it. So there, you know, it's definitely a better option than the bundle, than the tyre bundle, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. People might have been seeing the new inside line inside the curb, the fluorescent orange line on the inside of the curb where the yellow line is your track limit.
Yeah.
On the outside of the curb, like on the track side of the curb. And drivers couldn't see the inside line. That's not for them. That reference line isn't for them to line their left wheel up.
No.
So they just have to learn.
Adjudication tool.
It's a judicial tool. They just have to learn how much curb to take without having, like, whether it's a bollard or a tyre bundle that shows you where the actual track limit is. And we saw on Friday and Saturday, it was curb strike palooza. Everyone was copping the curb. Half the field were getting curb strikes. A driver will always steal as much as they can.
Oh, 100%.
If they see black stuff, they will be on it.
Yeah.
So basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's like getting a parking ticket or a speeding fine. You're doing the offense. Don't complain later. You know that you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's it. So no, I don't have a problem with it. I think the system worked for the weekend. There was a few penalties handed out that didn't affect the overall race results in terms of who was going to win and who wasn't. So, you know,
we'll get to that a little bit later, won't we? Because there was a controversy about.
We will, but I think that it's a good thing to have there. So, and it'll definitely stay for the future. The tyres aren't coming back.
All right, cool. So let's move on. Let's move on to the racing. So Saturday's race, 25, Waters won with SVG hunting him down. Some of the most cool racing we've seen for a couple of years between the two brands.
That was awesome.
Certainly the best race we've seen all this year between the two brands, where SVG and Waters were literally door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper, and just sending it, just like going hard as. Yeah. And Reynolds wasn't far behind. So we've got the two Mustangs up there with SVG, who's already come through because he had
curb strike the quali,
cocked up quali, shootout. Oh, was it shootout or quali? Shootout.
No, it was quali. I don't even think he made the quali. Shootout, did he?
Quali. And came through and did SVG things. Up until then, there was a little bit of action at the start of the race, but it was kind of boring. Like, it was literally boring as batshit race until the second pit stop.
The last 20 laps, I'd say, were just spectacular. The last five laps, just watching Shane on his bumper, just trying to get him. I thought he's going to do him. And credit to Cam, he held him off, which is not easy because Diz is not one that likes to sit behind people. So yeah, that was just awesome racing. It was great to see. And the parity seems to have worked. Mustang are actually competitive now, and it's even as a Camaro GM fan, it's good to see both brands actually being competitive and vying for wins. So these tweaks have done the job, I'd say.
They were competitive enough at this circuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're still not happy, but you know, they never will be. But Adelaide might also show a greater deficit in the straight line. Now they want the engine turned up again. They got the aero, right? They got the rear tires lasted. Like, they got the tires for the stint. So now they want the engine turned up, and we'll see how we go. Brody knocked a curb strike in the shootout there. The only one that did on the Saturday started in 10th, ended up in 5th.
Yep, good fight back.
Drove through the top. But Willie Brown ended up having a transaxle connection issue. Well, the bearing
25th to 9th, 11th, Brownie done on 11th. Saturday, didn't he? 11th, was it? Yeah.
14 spots in the race. He missed all of quali, effectively. I think he went out for one lap and then was in. And then
he was done,
They couldn't fix the drive shaft connection with the bearing into the transaxle in time, unfortunately. So, but he had 14, he made up 14 places in that race.
Well, that was drive of the day, effectively. But if you were watching the telecast on television, you would have had no idea because you didn't see any of it.
No, because I don't know who's in charge of TV production at the moment. But all they did was focus on the front the entire time, where there was positional changes and overtakes all the way through. And they weren't even being shown in a replay, like delayed replay. It was just
nothing.
I don't know what they were doing with it. By the way, congratulations to Cam and Reynolds and SVG doing SVG things and Brody recovering from a shootout. To minimize the damage, he went in with 131 points ahead of Shane, 104 points after this race. And then we move on to Sunday, and Davey Boy, who loves the Gold Coast, like he really does love this track.
He's the Gold Coast.
Very good at it too. That closing fight with like 15 laps to go with Reynolds and Kostecki, was
awesome.
Just again like the watching Shane and Waters the day before, but for 15 laps, not 5.
Yeah. And well, Brody actually got him. And when Brody got him, I thought he's going to pull away. He's going to take off. But Reynolds held right up behind him and managed to take a bit of air off the back of his car and force a mistake and got back past him. And then Brody just couldn't get back past him again. Well,
No, it's because Reynolds kept shortcutting the circuit.
Davey had a bit of help because I think he done about 100 meters less during the overall race than everyone else did by, taking out turn one effectively. But
it wasn't just turn one, it was also up at
turn six, one,
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. So he was, decided that chicanes didn't exist for the last few laps of that race, but
he didn't get a black flag for any of it. Everybody else around him was all on black flags, and he's kept them all up his sleeve because there's a magic number, there's a mysterious magic number for curb striking. And I will actually recommend to everybody that there is a magnificent little interview guy. He knows kind of what he does, called Aaron Noonan. And he runs a little website called V8 Sleuth, and a little Facebook page, and has a podcast. He had a chat with Craig Baird about this exact circumstance because everybody watching it was losing their mind. And so Bairdo's explained the reasoning behind all the curb strikes that people got, without actually announcing the magic number, the mysterious allocation, because there's an allocation. But I recommend you go listen to it for information. But what I thought, which is not true, was after you got a black flag, the next time you hit another curb and shortcut it, that's when the 5-second penalty kicks in. So here's your 3-4 times that you've done it, and then we're going to give you a black flag to warn you. And then now you're on notice. And then the next time you do it, it's going to be a 5-second penalty. Well, apparently not. The quota starts again. So if the magic number is 2, 3, or 4 times before you get the black flag, once you got the black flag, then the quota starts again, whether it's a 2, 3, or 4 magic number for the round. And then you get your penalty, which means by the time you get your 5-second penalty, you probably shortcut a circuit anywhere up to 8 or 9 times.
Yeah, which is you might save yourself 5 seconds doing that. You won't, because you're not shortcutting it that much. But
Yourself track position and you can defend, which is what we saw with the closing stage of this Kostecki and Reynolds.
Yeah. But look, at the end of the day, I don't begrudge Davey. He done what he had to do to win the race at the end of the day.
It's the rules, mate. Rules are the rules.
He knew he could, Exactly. As a racing driver, he knew what he had to do and knew he could get away with it. And he done it and he won the race. So kudos to him. Hence the reason I pulled out the old Penrite gear to, toast to Davey this weekend. So good
Oh,
on
did
him.
you
And,
hear? Did you see on the podium when he rolled out with a fire extinguisher? And this is how like out of touch drivers are. He thought he had a CO2 extinguisher,
yeah.
but he picked up like a foam
Oh, the
extinguisher.
foam
Like,
one. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
So he's rolled out on the podium, and he and Jess said she was talking to him at the back, and like, what are you gonna do now to like be full go full Dave Reynolds?
yeah.
And he
Full
goes,
send,
oh,
yeah.
here's my ticket. I'm going to grab this fire extinguisher. I'm going to like spray like foam, like WWF, like WE, like CO2 fog. He's going to make this big fucking fuck. Nah. As soon as he
Nah.
released it and he just saw this like dribble of foam flying, and everybody's going, oh, this is not what I
No.
wanted at all. And then he wanted to like go spray everybody else. He goes, well, I can't actually spray them in this shit
Yeah,
in the
that's
fire
gold.
extinguisher. So I'll spray your boots and I'll just like spray the podium and put it in
That's
the air and make some like foamy snow.
brilliant. Oh, that's all
It
right.
is actually quite funny.
I was only there for the shoey as I've got in the background here today. So, he's you're getting one when Davey gets on the podium, especially on the top step.
It's been 5 years. He's got there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it'd been a while, hadn't it?
Yeah,
But there
mate.
was a couple of big ones in that race as well. And the well, a couple of big ones. We've already talked about the Slade one, but the first lap crash, that was pretty brutal, especially for Sladey. It ruined his car. So that was that was pretty full on for an accident up there. Got three cars out of the race. Macaulay Jones
Yeah.
out, James Courtney and Sladey, which Sladey copped the most amount of damage. That car was wrecked. It just chewed the front end out of that car. So
Well, guess what
they
Premier are using for Adelaide? They're going to use the chassis that Peter Adderton bought from Jamie Whincup to get a team that he can't get and sold it back to
yeah, so they've
Jamie, who they've sold it back to
so now
Cyprus.
Yeah, so now Premier's got their spare chassis there now, and I think they'll need it because that car, you could actually see it. You weren't watching the race on that, you weren't watching the telecast, but
Yeah, it
on the
was.
telecast, were you watching? Could you see the telecast?
Yeah. I
So
had a screen in
yeah.
front of me. Yeah, when that
Oh yeah.
came back, like nothing was connected. All the suspension, the upright, everything was torn out of it.
Did you see the I don't know who it was, one of the must have been the engineer, chief engineer for Premier. But as soon as they've panned back around to the car as they've pulled it out of the wall, and they've panned back around to the car on the telecast and actually showed the damage to the car, and you've just seen the head engineer of Premier just put his head in his hands and just go like
Oh yeah.
that's not good. Yeah. They realized straight away that there was a ton of work involved in that for them. So that was a big one. So, we didn't get any on Saturday, which is unusual. And the supercars guys, it was commentator's curse, actually. I'll give them that much. You might not have heard the commentary, but they were like, we're going to get, haven't had a safety car this weekend. Your probabilities of getting a safety car are pretty high. And, 10 seconds later, there's
Yeah, well, it was on lap one. It was on turn four. That it was Declan Fraser who was on the inside, who was still. You can't go three wide. I'm not blaming Declan for everything, but Declan was on the inside, so he's fine. Like he's good to go. JC was in the middle. Slatty's on the outside. This is no different than watching SMP last year when Will went in three wide at turn one, and then as everybody drifted. The bloke on the outside is the one that's going to
Kind of know
run
where to
out of
go,
the track.
yeah,
They went in three wide, dude.
exactly.
Well, they
So
came out of the turn three wide, and then as they were all hitting the gas, everyone's like took cold tires. Everyone's now sort of not gripped up
and
yet, so everyone shifted to the right.
I mean, at least at SMP, there's a little bit of wiggle room. You got a bit of leeway. There's a little bit of
There's a
space
football field. There's a
to get
whole
up there.
football field that you can run through.
Not as much room to go wrong at the Gold Coast. So
Which is why poor Macca, for the first time, poor Macca, he got caught up in the back end of JC. Yeah, it was JC's car as it bounced off the wall.
Well, I mean, you
say Macca, and then he ended up like basically right in front of me.
And it was not his fault, but also at the same time, it's kind of is, because if he didn't qualify so far back, he wouldn't be putting himself in those situations.
I don't subscribe to that. That's every driver. Everyone's coming and trying to find some space when there's two cars nosed into the wall.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault though. So no, we'll you know give a bit of a you know.
Wasn't his fault last year when his car caught fire either at the turn 8 chicane.
No, he just got wiped out in a pile up on that one. So
actually, I'm pretty sure Golding was involved in that one, and
he was, yeah.
Then it was also JC.
Well, Golding was Tommy the one that Randall started that last year. And...
yeah.
So Golding, JC, and McCauley were all in that crash last year as well. But it was Golding that started that one. So
there's a theme here.
There is a little bit. So that was the supercars. That was pretty exciting race too. Anyway, that was good. Kudos to David Reynolds and Cam Waters and the Mustang
congratulations
for getting their first legitimate wins for the season. So
also congratulations to Brody actually repairing the damage from the first race points wise.
Yeah,
and has walked away with exact the same lead that he has. We are literally only racing one guy in Adelaide.
Yeah.
It is Brody and Shane. Anybody else can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's now a relative race only between Van Gisbergen and Kostecki.
So what's the difference in a 150-point race? What's the difference between first and second?
So it's 12 points between first and second, and then it's 9 points. It's 9 or 8 points, one of those two, between second and third, and then we start to graduate down.
So if Brody wins on Saturday in Adelaide, basically he's just got to finish the race on Sunday to effectively wrap up the championship.
Which is the first time we've seen for a while that since Scotty Mac and Shane have dominated the series. We're going into the last round with a live championship.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the last time
decided at the Goldie or decided at, you know, Scotty Mac decided it like two rounds before.
Well, the last time would have been when Wincup beat McLaughlin in 2017, I think, with the controversy at Newcastle. Was it 2017 or 2018?
Yeah, but that was the last race when Macca put Lounsey in the wall and got a third drive-through penalty for the race. He'd already had two, and he only had to finish 11th or better. And Lounsey had one job, which was just to put that spot in front of, for points, in front of Macca, and he ran him into the wall. Because the wall actually moved out, like
it did a little bit.
He ran him down the first wall, but the second wall was a foot more proud, and
not quite as much. Yeah,
and
it's good to see the championship come down to the final round, make it interesting. I think Brody's probably got it in the bag, barring any unfortunate events. But it's good to see it come down to the last weekend again.
Oh, mate, it's Adelaide. It's just as crazy as everything else. Turn eight,
right, eight is,
cars.
Yeah. It will. So, all right. Well, let's move on to the support rounds for the weekend.
Okay,
so
let's wrap this up. Let's
another
up.
Championship. A championship was wrapped up this weekend. Aaron Borg won the Super Utes championship.
He did.
So, wrapped it up in controversial fashion by. I don't think Aaron Borg had anything to do with the accident.
No, he didn't. No, it was all Harrison Maddox.
Yeah, so there was a little bit of controversy there in that one. There was, took him out of the championship contention, handed it to Borg, but that was a big crash too. That was a pretty big one on the back straight there.
It was very much like the bend off the start line. You know,
everybody
went like
everyone
bang,
converges.
Bang, we got Brooker and Brzezinski and
They were three. They were just three wide, and you could see it. They all converged, and the car in the middle, which I think might have been, was it Cedars? I can't remember who it was, but Harris was on the outside.
Cedars was in there, yeah.
Yeah, so they just, three wide down there just doesn't work, and they've all just clipped, and then all of a sudden they're just going everywhere, and it was a bit of chaos. But
for brevity, what I will say is Ute Racing is back.
Oh, it's awesome, yeah.
And next year it's even, they're actually increasing the field. They've actually got more cars next year.
Yep.
We had 21 in this round. Next year, 24 on the grid.
Nice. That'll be good.
2 years and ago, there were 14. Two years ago, there were 14 utes. Now there's 24 next year. So, and the racing is old school, door-to-door, punch and run.
That's crass. Just before we do finish on the super utes, I just want to give a shout out to Holly Espray finishing in the top 10 for the first time in the utes and finishing top 10 overall for the weekend. So kudos to her as well. Yeah,
absolutely. I ran into Holly at the gala. I went out to the super utes gala on the Sunday night, which is why I didn't go to home, get home at all. I went home at 7 a.m. So we will be having a chat with Holly. After
very nice.
We've all got some time, so yeah, I had a chat with Holes, and first year on debut as a rookie in the Super Utes, and halfway through the season, like only did have done the last few rounds.
Coming for the last three rounds,
yeah, she's held her own, and there's half the field behind her.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that. The girl can race, and she is solid. We need to get her some more money and some more funds, like we're going to talk about shortly with another young bloke who we need to get some more funds and money because he is an absolute champion gun as well. I'm never going to talk about Porsches. I'm going to say they're loud and they're good for a good stack every now and again.
Yeah, that's enough for Porsches.
That's enough. All right, so let's wrap this up. Coming on up, we have this weekend TCRs with the World TCR round involved in, I think it's round six for round five for TCR. Round five or six? I think it's,
round six.
Yeah, six. So we've got nine internationals coming over. Bailey Sweeney, our little guy, our mate, ex Academy, Erebus Academy alumni. Is leading the championship right now from his teammate Josh Buchan with Hyundai Motorsport Oceania, HMO, and are going to be fighting for Friday and Saturday night under lights SMP. We've got 25 cars on grid.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. So we'll talk a bit more about that. We'll probably do a potty on that one before we do our next one for the Adelaide. But we'll talk a bit more about that later on. But check it out. If you got Stan, watch it. If not, try and get some highlights on, I think it's on 7 or 9. I think it's 9, actually, do the highlights for the TCRs. So check.
So I'm heading up there for the race. I'll be there in the garage supporting the Sweens. And guess what? Not related to Jason Sweeney. Nice segue. From gamelife.com.au. Ha! Sucked in. You thought I was not going to do that. Our awesome sponsor, gamelife.com.au. Yes, they're both Sweeneys. One's really fast and he's a ringer. The other one's not a ringer and really slow, but he gives us all the support we can possibly get. Thank you, Jason Sweeney, for gamelife.com.au for all of your streaming and gaming needs. Check it out. But I shall be up in Sydney this weekend. All right. So after that, this is just a very quick mention again. I'm wearing the number 61 shirt. There we go. That one there. If you look on the back, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, Reef McCarthy Racing. Congratulations, Reefy. You've just won the Victorian Formula V Championship last weekend at Calder. Calder Park is back, baby.
He has. He's wrapped up the title with a round to go. They've got Island Magic coming up a little bit later in the year, but he's got one round left, but he's regained his championship that he lost last year by a very, very slim margin. So kudos to Reef McCarthy, or RVG as we've dubbed him. So he's just an absolute superstar of a kid, this one. If he's this is where we're going to talk about getting some more money for someone. If there's a young driver that people should be putting their backing behind, this is the kid to be doing it to. So he has absolutely dominated just about everything he's hopped in, and he just needs some funding to get himself back into a higher tier category. So if there's any sponsors out there listening that want to put some funds behind a young kid, jump online, Google Reef McCarthy, have a look at some of his races, and tell me you don't want to put your sponsorship on the side of his car, because you're going to get airtime.
Well, his race Super 2s and his race Super 3s, he's been wildcarding at Bathurst. Like, his pedigree is already there. The unfortunate, cruel reality of motorsport is that budget outbids talent.
Yeah, which
it's
sucks.
As simple as that. It's for everybody. Everybody's in the Imogen Radburn's in the same situation with Formula Ford. She's got budget for there at the moment, but she's still like she's racing with Cam Hill Engineering. Like, has got an absolute magnificent team and is trying to realize her dream, as are all of her competitors in Formula Ford. Formula V, like all these guys, like Lee Partridge, who he was fighting with nose to nose, Reef won one race by 0.03 of a second, like 0.03 of a second. That's nose to nose.
Yeah.
Partridge won the first race of the weekend by 0.2 of a second. Again, that's nose to nose. That's side by side, wheel to wheel racing. Yeah. Whoever came third, well, I know who came third, but they were a couple of seconds back.
Miles back, yeah.
And Reef's easily run one race of 8, 9, 10 seconds in front in the dry, 40 seconds ahead in the wet. And he can drive. But then Holly Esprey, we just talked about, who's been racing T86s, XLs, all on her own coin.
Yeah.
And now she's got a ride in utes in the V8s with the LS3 scrambling around in a V8 and is in the top, well, where are we at? Easily top half. It's 21 cars. She's coming 10th. Again, all these kids need funding.
With Holly as well, though, you've got to, like, with her, not only does she race the cars, but with her T86 and her XL, she builds those cars herself as well. She's the mechanic. She builds the cars. She does everything. So this kid's, like, she's got skills on and off the track. She can do absolutely everything with them. And, yeah, she's just great
this
on
girl,
and off the track. She's such a hard worker.
I can do my own brakes, coolants, rotors. She actually has to cut off damage and just literally just weld stuff back on and rebuild the cars that she's done from scratch. The girl has way more skills than I do, and she can drive better
100%.
Than I can.
Yep, 100%.
All of these young drivers are so enthusiastic. If you want to see drivers in the future, we just got to help them out.
Yeah, 100%. Better move on because
let's just wrap this up, mate. That's the plug for all the young blokes and girls. Let's roll into, well, win it or bin it, I suppose. But
just before we do win it or bin it, I just want to give a shout out to Danny Rick for the Formula Ones on the weekend. Qualifies fourth, finishes seventh in an AlphaTauri, probably the crappiest car on the grid. So he's back, baby. The Honey Badger's back. So looking forward to seeing more of him this year and next year.
Probably more like the Red Bull seat, because Perez is getting sacked. So,
well, you can only hope he gets that seat. So see how that one goes. But yeah, let's move on from that one. We don't want to talk too much. Win it or bin it, not a lot going on. So
No. Well, you gave me nothing. You gave me nothing. So
yeah, I've got nothing this weekend. So yeah.
Pretty much. I'm just gonna say we just covered it all in the conversation.
We did.
Bathurst Festival of Motorsport, like we're backing up, like a double header. I reckon that's a win.
Gold Coast Party, win it. Awesome.
Yeah. Curb strikes.
Yeah, well, I'm saying win it to the curb strikes, to at least to the system anyway. So
okay.
Yeah.
And so as far as food went up there, like I was fine with the food. It was great. Not that I had any.
by food, you mean beer, yeah?
cider. Oh, here we go. Here's a Bennett. Pubs, like the bars around the track, running out of cider.
Again?
Yeah. Literally halfway through the day, ran out of cider. Everybody was on the ciders. It's hot.
Well, that was the same as Sandown. They run out of the bloody bourbon and cider there too. So.
Yeah. Running out of cider. Yeah. That's Bennett. Also, this freaky cold weather bomb we had up in the Goldie on the Friday. It was freezing. Like, legit, I left Melbourne not to go to Melbourne.
All I'm going to say to that is eat shit, because it was quite nice down here on Friday and Saturday.
No, it was bitter, man. It was legit bitter. And Saturday, the sun came up, but the wind was just icy. And I, coming from Melbourne, like I'm not the one complaining. Like I can deal with that. I have a jacket
Love
with me
it.
at all because I'm not an idiot. But holy hell, it was
Oh,
like
well,
being a PI.
I was out in t-shirts and shorts down here on Saturday, so yeah, loving that one.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, freaky Gold Coast weather. That's a Bennett.
Bennett.
We're done.
We are.
Okay, so the next race is to come up. Basically, just a straightforward. We got Adelaide next Supercars round on the end of November, 23rd, 28th.
Yep.
There's six categories supporting. There is a massive calendar.
That's going to be cool.
Well, you know why? They rang Super Utes and said, "Can you come too?"
Yeah.
And they went, "Why?" Well, like, we're done. This was our last round. I said, "Yeah,
Yeah.
but we want you there as well."
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I can tell you why they want them now, as opposed to why they want them there 3 years ago,
Yeah.
because they got the fucking cars right.
Yeah, because they're good now. Because they're
They
good
don't
and
have the
everybody
turbo
likes them now.
diesel crappy high, tall, hard tires with road tread and a ride height of 300 mil and trying to be all manufacturer relevant, squirreling around every corner going slow. Now these
No.
utes are like solid, right? So Supercars have said, "Can you please come and bring your toys?"
I would say yes to that because I want to see them on the streets of Adelaide.
Well, I'll send them
So no,
anyway.
that'll be good to see. And but before then, we've got the TCR. So this weekend coming up, TCR's Sydney Motorsport Park World Tour, and following up next weekend with the Bathurst International weekend as well. So that's going to be awesome. We've got two more weekends of motorsport. Might not be supercars, but the Shannon series is also pretty damn awesome. So check that
100%.
out over the next two
And
weekends.
unfortunately, there's a bloody clash because the Formula V Phillip Island Magic is on the same weekend as I'm in Adelaide for the Supercars final. So unfortunately, I can't go to see Reefy just clean up and maybe win his fifth consecutive Island Magic Formula
That'll
V.
be
He's already got the
special.
record for four consecutive, but.
Might have to see if I can convince someone to come down there with me on the weekend.
Yes, you do. You must. All right, man. We did dribble a little bit, probably blew the time out, but here's
It
what it is.
happens.
Here's what it is. I'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy, mate. Speak to you then. Peace
We're
out,
out.
guys.
Bye.